Stacey and Jay Spoo.
My name is Shia Mahadin. I'm 15 years old, and I go to Durban Girls College.
Perfect. And what area are you from?
I'm Durban.
So I know that you started chess at 7, and now you're 15 and you're representing the country. So was there ever a point that you thought, maybe I'm done with this? And if you did, what made you go back to it?
I did feel demotivated when it came to the international trips because we couldn't actually afford it. But now that we are initializing the Stack a Buddy campaign, I have the opportunity and chance to be able to learn and gain more experience with this international trip and represent my country, which I'm really happy to do so.
Fantastic. And I know that you've spent years studying other people's games. So would you first start trusting your own instincts over what you've learned and what you've read?
Yes. It always depends on the research when I do get to have the chance to do it before a chess tournament. And it's when I'm able to review games, analyze my own games, and I'll be able to use all of my improved skills or openings that I've learned from other people, but also my own studies that I do on my computer as well that I apply in the games.
That's beautifully put. I know quite a few chess players, obviously not as good as you, but they always talk about a game that changed something in them. So do you have one that taught you more about yourself than about chess?
Yes, especially the game during the South African Junior Chess Skills Championship, where the games are more tense and longer. Throughout my experiences so far, I'm always learning new things and understanding more about myself because I can see so much more other good players that I'm versing in South Africa as well, and I can understand and appreciate as well the South African skill that we have and how it's amazing to be able to play with other people who are at the same level as me, especially female chess players in my division.
Amazing. And I know your dad was the first person to teach you chess. So now that you're as amazing as you are at chess, what is your relationship like now when it comes to playing? Do you still play together, or do you focus more on training and talking strategy?
I'm more focused on training or like focus on strategy, even though I still do enjoy playing with my dad at times. But in terms of just practicing chess on a daily basis, I do more training online. And my parents definitely help me schedule this period, which I can train between either studying or doing homework to balance my life.
That's a beautiful segue to the next question. So I know that you're in high school and the pressures of high school and being a teenager, they get to be a lot. So how do you balance being a chess prodigy and also a teenager and a high school student?
I have some timetables as well, and I wake up early in the morning to practice chess and also balancing the time with studying for exams as well. And whenever I am able to either go over my openings during free time or when I can just warm up and do some puzzles. But my parents do help me balance that time and make sure that I have a proper, like, around 30 minutes schedule for chess where I can improve my skill, even though it's like a difficult time when during exams.
That's something I want to talk about too. Your parents, your coaches, you have such an amazing support system. And what is it that drives that support system to be there for you, and what do we not see? What's happening behind the scenes?
My parents are the main support in my journey because they're always there for me, especially during long tournaments or even if there's like a bad tournament that I have. They always motivate me to keep on pushing and never give up. And it's something that always helps me move forward and look for the positive aspects when I lose the game and also become a better version of myself.
Amazing. And now let's talk a little bit more about this. Correct me if I'm wrong, it's the Commonwealth Chess Championships in Kuala Lumpur, correct?
Yes.
How do you feel? And just tell me a little bit more about it. I know you have a Back a Buddy campaign. Tell me about the funding. Tell me everything you can.
So we have a Back a Buddy campaign on the website, and our goal is to reach 80,000. And so far, we've accomplished around 75,000, 60,000 covered. So we're quite close to the goal, and it'll help me achieve my dream of representing South Africa. And this Back a Buddy will help to pay for flights and accommodation, and also for the registration fees as well. And with the success of this Back a Buddy, I'll be able to represent South Africa and play internationally with other great competitors.
Perfect. That's I read an article about somebody that gave a big donation. Somebody from Malvern, if I'm not mistaken. I'm also from Queensborough, so I represent. And I wanted to find out, what does it mean to you to have the support system and people coming out and showing you love and coming through with the donations to get you there?
It's a fantastic feeling, especially knowing that everybody's supporting me, and also it's emotional to see that many people, even though I don't know them or even from the community itself, that they're trying to help and helping me to become better at my career as a whole. And we did also do a biryani sale to raise funds, and seeing the show up and the support from there was also really motivating and happy for me to know that I'll be able to have this dream come true, and the support is like greatly appreciated.
That is beautiful. Thank you for that. And you're 15, but I can tell you right now that you are an inspiration to many young and old women out there. What are your words of advice? What are things that keep you motivated and keep you going when the stress gets a bit much?
I think I've come a lot from challenges and learning from those experiences. And I think the greatest lesson that I've learned from the experiences is that I shouldn't doubt my abilities, and it's always good to think positively and not give up, and to know that with that mindset is to understand that women have great power, and just like the queen on the chessboard, it's great to know that there's no wall that will separate us from any possibility. And and with this opportunity as well, female players have to still put in the work, but even though there's a lot of training and stuff like that, the rewards are always reaped with this effort.
That is really well put. That's perfect. And now something about you. So we know all about your chess and how great you are, but what's something completely unexpected or quirky about you that people just wouldn't guess or think about?
I think my hobbies, like doing art or also being a smart math arithmetic, which is like a Japanese way to calculate some mental. And it's quite fun and exciting to know that I also have a dog who I quite enjoy playing with. And I enjoy having all these aspects to balance it out with chess and academics, so I can also spend many times like also gaming or even watching, just to spend my free time when it's not a packed time table to always concentrate on chess or like academics.
Perfect. Thank you for taking the time to talk to me and letting me get to know you better. I hope that this article will help with your Back a Buddy campaign. And then I just have one question for your dad, if he's still around.
Yeah, I'm next to sure. Hi.
Hi. So I want to know, from a parent's perspective, how do you feel knowing your daughter is making moves, not just locally, but internationally?
Yeah, I think my wife and I are extremely proud. She has put in a lot of work in. She's dedicated, but I think at the same time, she understands that with the responsibility, you also need to balance your schedule as well. So I think she takes great pride in that. She understands that her younger kids also see her as a role model as well. So when they look at her and see her based on newspaper articles and stuff like that, they always come up to her and ask her questions. So we feel really proud about that. And also she takes really great pride in the way she works, how she carries herself. She's really mature. And she also is a mover and shaker for marketing for South Africa as well. So from a role model point of view, from a community point of view, she takes a lot of pride in what she does and obviously doing the right things, balancing the night, eating well, drinking lots of water. And then as my wife and I, we support her and make sure that she always gets the best opportunity that she can. And she's making strides. So there's been a lot of articles in the last couple of weeks about the Back of Money campaign.
Stacey and Chase Boo.
I'll be by your side.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. East Coast Radio.